I'm Lia. I live in Timișoara, Romania.
Ai reușit cu leuțul ăla să...
Actually, there have been two switches in my life. My parents wanted me to be an engineer, so I went to a really popular school that did a lot of math and physics and a lot of engineering stuff. But in my seventh grade, I decided I want to go to art high school. So my parents were like, my mother is an economist and my father an electronist. So they were like, okay, but they supported me. So I graduated publicity and graphic design, also in college graphic design. And in my second year of college, I started working with a company that did web design and websites and a lot of applications and for mostly for United States. And after 9 years of doing this, I liked it a lot. I felt really connected because it's you work on something as a designer and then an engineer comes and makes it work. So it starts moving. You can push the buttons. You can see the actions of your design. And I loved it a lot, but the projects I didn't like anymore. They were really boring. They were just the same thing over and over again. The topic was different, but it was mainly the same thing. I was designing online shops, and then I didn't feel any satisfaction at all. Also, conflicts at work, because I wanted... it was the economy crisis, and my boss wanted less quality and more money. And then you feel... you're just the term is, I think, a pixel pusher. You just your client says one thing and then you have to do it. So I studied all these years and I tried to make quality things, and I had to listen to people that have no clue about design what to do with the website. I want a line there, so I had to put a line there because they paid the project. And in 2012 I left my job, like you know, the action movie Van Damme leaving, and in behind it could have exploded everything and I wouldn't have turned back because I was so sick and tired of it. And I decided to do freelance web design, and it was great for a few months, but then I realized I have so much free time that I can be creative again. So I started switching from doing something on the computer to doing something with my hands.
Poftim.
Nu, e scurtă. Da.
I love sculpture and I love to play with shapes. So I tried with wood in the beginning. It was just a hobby. And then I started making toys with the fabric and all sort of materials combined, wood, stones. But it was quite strange that I did this quite organic, because I started doing them for my friends. There was no interest in selling them or making a business out of it. But then I decided to post them on Facebook, and other people saw, friends of friends of friends of friends, and then everything went like the like snowball. You put on top of the hill and then you phew, and when it's down it gathers a lot of things. So this is basically pretty much what happened to me, and I'm really happy that I made the switch, because now I'm working by myself. I work with a lot of people. I collaborate with the wood workers, and with I think carpenter is the word. Yeah, I work with carpenters. I work with engineers. I work with electronists that can make sound systems for my toys. I have toys that can you push, I don't know, a button and it starts telling you something, and I don't know. What else? Aici la astea colorate cu verde sunt?
Nu, pune peste că... Adică da, acolo. Acolo.
I was involved in a lot of creative projects with the Ply and the Street Delivery. There are festivals that gather artists to do something for a cause. And I was a bit disappointed in me because it was really difficult to actually do something. I am a handy person, but I didn't have the experience to do it. So I tried and worked a lot and realized that I love it. I absolutely love it, and the satisfaction is immediately. You do something and then you see it. Right? It's a toy, it moves, it has eyes, it smiles back at you. And this doesn't happen in other fields of work. I mean, you don't have that quick response. And I think this motivated me. I don't think I met somebody doing this. It was a really empty field. Yeah. Nobody did this. Only because what I do is... Each toy has a story, and each toy is different. Very few of them are thought as a series for 12 toys or 10 toys in the same pattern. But each toy is different. So it's a bit of technical drawing, like architects do, and a bit of sewing, like Kreitot. I learned this by doing a lot of mistakes and not panicking about it, but I ruined a lot of fabric and I still do, but now all the mistakes I can use in other projects because there is actually no mistake. That's what I learned from the process. I have a rabbit and its head, it's actually a koala butt. So it changes it. If you allow yourself to make mistakes, then you realize that you cannot actually make a mistake. Everything you do is actually learning and improving yourself and your process. I try not to think of the future. I do a lot of work combination because sometimes what I miss the most from my previous job is the team. Working in a team, I don't know, 8 hours a day and then going home and the next day meeting the same people and continuing the project. I change people in the workshop, but now I work also for a long-term project with the shoe factory. That it's basically sewing leather and shoemaking, but it's new technologies for me. So I think it's important to just keep changing small things and learning, because what I learn in the shoe factory, I can apply in my workshop, and the other way around. What I do in my workshop, I can apply in the shoe factory. So it's important to maybe find two or three things that are linked and you like, so you can switch, because I'm a person that gets bored really easy. So for me, it's important not to do the same thing over and over and over again.